الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. After we spoke about the dealings, including marriage and obligatory support, we will start talking about the obligations of the heart. The following is a session pertaining to the obligations of the heart, that is, what the accountable is obligated to do pertaining to the deeds of the heart. Among the obligations of the heart are to have the belief in Allah subhanahu, that is, to have the firm belief in the existence of Allah ta'ala as it befits him. This, along with the belief in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the most important obligation. To have the belief in what Allah revealed, that is, to believe in what Allah ordered and forbade, and in the truthfulness of the news revealed from Allah. To have the belief in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is truly a messenger of Allah, and in what he conveyed of the rules of the religion. To have the sincerity, ikhlas, which is to do the good deeds for the sake of Allah only, and not for the sake of the people. That is, to purify one's intention when doing the good deeds from seeking the praise and the respect of the people. To regret sinning, that is, to feel in the heart the regret for disobeying Allah, whether the sin was enormous sin or small sin. To rely on Allah only, that is, to believe firmly that Allah is the creator of both benefit and harm. To fear Allah, that is, to maintain the fear of Allah in the heart to the point that it leads one to perform the obligations and refrain from the unlawful matters. To subjugate oneself to Allah and refrain from objecting to Allah about what Allah willed for that person. To subjugate oneself to Allah and refrain from objecting to Him about what Allah willed for one, whether one faces bitter or sweet things. To exalt the rights of Allah, that is, not to degrade any of the matters that have a high status in the religion. To be thankful out of obligation to Allah for His endowments by not using them in disobedience. To be patient, that is, to discipline oneself to endure what one dislikes and to endure leaving out what one likes. This patience is of three types. To be patient in performing the obligations, such as the prayer. To be patient in refraining from the sins, such as the unlawful look and fornication. And to be patient with what Allah afflicted one, that is, not to object to Allah when afflicted with hardships and calamities, or to engage in what Allah prohibited because of that. To hate the devil, to hate sins because Allah dispraises. Also among the obligations of the heart is to hate the devil, to hate sins because Allah dispraises them and made them unlawful, to love Allah, that is, to glorify Him and submit oneself to Him, the ultimate level, to love the speech, kalam of Allah, that is, to believe in the Quran, to love the Messenger of Allah, that is, to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by exalting him in the appropriate way, and to love the rest of the prophets alayhimus salam, to love the companions, meaning the companions in general, because they were the ones who supported this religion, especially the earlier companions who embraced Islam before others, to love the al of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is, to love his wives and his Muslim relatives because of the special merits they had and their relation to the best of the creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to love the righteous Muslims because they are accepted by Allah, for they have a high status due to the complete obedience. Sins of the heart. After we talked about the obligations of the heart, we will start talking about the sins of the heart, because the heart is the commander of all body parts. The author of the book said, the following is a section pertaining to the sins of the heart. Among the sins of the heart are the insincerity in performing the good deeds, riya. Good deeds such as zakah, fasting, and reciting Quran. Riya is to do the good deeds for the sake of the people, to be praised by them. It nullifies the reward, that is the reward of the deed in which riya occurred, simultaneously with it. It is an enormous sin. May Allah protect us from it. Priding oneself for obeying Allah, ujb. It is deeming one's worship and the good deeds he does were by one's own ability, while forgetting the grace of Allah. That is neglecting to remember that Allah is the one who endowed upon him doing these good deeds. Also among the sins of the heart is having doubt about the existence of Allah, or having doubt about his power, knowledge, oneness, or about any of the 13 attributes of Allah mentioned previously while explaining the meaning of the testification of La ilaha illallah. Such a doubt is blasphemy. Feeling safe from the punishment of Allah. That is to continue to sin, relying on the mercy of Allah, that Allah will not punish him. Despairing of Allah's mercy, that is, for the slave to have the conviction that Allah will definitely not forgive him and will torture him because of the numerous sins he committed. Having arrogance, kibr, towards the slave of Allah. It is of two kinds. The first kind is to reject the truth said by someone, due to that one being young, for example, while knowing that he is correct. And the second one is to look down on the people because he has more money than them, or has a higher social status than them, or the like. Having enmity in the heart, حقد, towards a Muslim. If one acts in accordance with this and does not hate it, that is to have the firm intention in the heart to harm that Muslim, or to say a harmful thing to him, or to do a harmful thing to him unjustly. Envy, hasad, that is to dislike and feel bitter about the endowment on a Muslim, and act in accordance with this feeling by having the firm intention or saying or action to make that Muslim lose this endowment. Reminding a person of the charity given to one with the purpose of breaking one's heart. That is to mention the act of charity one did for him to break his heart, or to mention that charity to another person whom the receiver of the charity would not like for him to know about it, to break the receiver's heart. This nullifies the reward of the charity. Like to say to the receiver of the charity, did I not give you so and so money on such and such day when you were in need? Intending to break his heart or to say similar harmful statements to him. Persisting on sinning, that is, for his sins to be more than his good deeds. That is, he falls into an enormous sin when the number of his sins exceeds the number of his good deeds with respect to what had passed. Believing that Allah shall not grant forgiveness to oneself. This is similar to the aforementioned despairing of Allah's mercy. Thinking ill of Muslims without relying on a valid indication, such as when one's money is stolen, to accuse in one's heart a person of stealing that money without having valid indication. This is not permissible. Thinking ill of Muslims without relying on a valid indication, such as when one's money is stolen, to accuse in one's heart a person of stealing that money without having valid indication. This is not permissible. Denying the destining qadar. It is among the sins of the heart that reach the level of blasphemy, such as to believe that one or more things occurred without the destining of Allah. Also among the sins of the heart is being happy about a sin done by oneself or others, even if one did not witness that sin. Betraying someone, even if blasphemer, such as promising one safety, like telling one, "You are safe, I will not harm you," then, when having the opportunity, killing him. This is not permissible. Harming a Muslim deceptively, makr, in a concealed manner, that is, hating the companions as well as cussing them, hating the al of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This includes the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise their ranks, and his Muslim relatives as mentioned previously. Hating the righteous Muslims. The righteous Muslims are the pious ones who perform the obligations and refrain from committing sins. Abstaining from paying some of what Allah made obligatory, bukhl, such as not paying the obligatory zakah. Shuh. It has a similar meaning to bukhl, but shuh is worse. It is the severe bukhl, such as one neither paying the zakah nor supporting the wife. Hirs. It is having a strong desire to be rich and gathering money, not caring whether one collects it from lawful or unlawful sources. He intends by that to show off in front of others, looking down on them, and to only spend the money on unlawful things the self desires. May Allah protect us from that. Istihana, that is, breaching the rules of glorification regarding what Allah made glorified, not glorifying it as one should. Belittling what Allah rendered great, such as the acts of obedience, such as one saying, "How is the prayer going to benefit you?" Or one saying, "Will the prayer provide food and clothes for you?" Belittling the severity of sinning, such as one saying about committing sins, "There is no harm in me doing them." Belittling Al-Quran, such as what Al-Hallaj said when some people asked him about something he was writing, he said, "I am writing something similar to Al-Quran." Wal-iyadu billah. Belittling the Islamic knowledge, such as what Sayyid Qutb said, that seeking the knowledge of religious rules is a waste of time and reward. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Belittling paradise, such as one saying that paradise is a toy for children. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Belittling the torture in hellfire, such as one saying that hellfire is a hospital and not a place of torture. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from these sins, and to fill our hearts with iman, forgive our sins, and Allah Ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.